coffee?
That's all she'd said, and he was hard. She was looking directly at him, her emerald green eyes blazing defiantly. She knew what she'd done. She knew she'd broken the status quo. Why? Why today? As though Dante didn't have enough on his mind already. Clarissa Thompson didn't have to do anything to mess with his brain. The fact that she'd existed already achieved that. He thought of her every day since he'd first seen her, inhaled her scent, heard that damn voice. And now, she asked him if he wanted coffee, made by her. He grunted something that he hoped resembled a yes, while Ian attempted to hide his shit-eating grin behind a newspaper. Dante flipped him off as soon as Clary turned her back.
Done with your truck?
Again, she was doing it again. The talking thing. Yep, all spotless. One might wonder why you cleaned it again. Didn't you get it done just last week? Dante shot Ian a cautioning look. He could understand why the man would tease him about his awkwardness in front of Clary. He could have a look in the mirror and see just how fucking laughable he was. If it had been another guy, he would have been just as ready to take the piss. But this was different. The problem with his truck was a serious issue that concerned the Pride's safety, and he hadn't even had the chance to speak to Rye about it. Ian immediately dropped it, catching on to the difference in his expression. Dante didn't take most things too seriously. The one and only notable exception was Pride business. There wasn't anything too obvious about him being overzealous with his truck, but the problem was that they were cats. By nature, they wanted to know every single little detail. If the wrong person heard that and caught his reluctance when he replied, he was screwed. Ace and Rye walked in, and immediately the atmosphere of the room changed. Everyone involuntarily straightened up a little. Their alphas didn't demand that sort of deference, but they naturally commandeered it. The couple had spent the afternoon with their midwife. They'd religiously attended training meetings that were supposed to somehow help when his sister was going to push the balloon she was carrying around out of her teeny tiny body. Dante winced every time he thought about it. Now that she was only a few days away from giving birth, he felt positively sick. He'd never do that to a woman. "How is everything?" he asked Ace. She opened her mouth, but he held his hands up. "That was mostly rhetorical. You're just meant to say, you're good." The damn woman took a vicious pleasure in giving him details when he didn't stop her. He'd thrown up as much as she had during her first trimester. "We're great," Rye replied, sparing him. "They say we're good to go in about 10 days now." He was smiling from ear to ear. Then his intense gaze looked around and fell on the most vulnerable thing in the room. A tray in hand, Clarissa came out of the kitchen area and walked straight to them. He didn't think anyone had given her a shifter one-on-one yet. She always did the right thing. She went to serve the alphas first. "Ace told me you thought of asking Niev to work at the bakery this summer." Clary nodded enthusiastically.
"Yep, I could train her on weekdays when we're quiet, and she could help on weekends. She's a bright kid. I'm sure she'll make herself useful, plus it would be a change of scenery, you know?"
"What?" Dante growled, completely baffled. That was the worst idea of the century. Niev was a witch, a teenage witch just discovering her powers, and with a mile-long attitude. They wanted a human to supervise her. Yet, ignoring him, Rye nodded. "It's brilliant."
"I'm actually ashamed I didn't think of it myself,"
Ace piped in.
"Baby brain, maybe. She's bored here and she makes us pay for it. Plus, we could pay her some money, which means she'll have her own playtime fund. I love that at her age."
"That's the most stupid idea I ever heard of," Dante proclaimed, but somehow everyone ignored him. Again.
"She might be a little too young to be on the books legally,"
Clary admitted, and Ace shook her head.
"Mm-mm. Shifter laws are a little different. We're expected to raise our kids to take their place in the Pride when they're ready. I can write her in."